I'm convinced that the value of my personal and financial investments would be downgraded by the harmful effects of a local hog confined animal feeding operation. I believe that if we care about the welfare of the Barnes County community, it makes absolutely no sense to locate a huge industrial hog factory in our midst. The profit-driven megacorporations that have been pushing these sewage-spewing schemes operate as secretly as possible, so we do not know everything about confined animal feeding operations, CAFOs, but we do know a great deal, and the documented facts contain some ugly ones. One, communities near CAFOs have reported much higher rates of lung disease, heart attacks, kidney disease, cancer, and infant mortality because of the CAFOs' toxic air and water pollutants. Asthma rates are higher among children living near the confinements. The workers that are most directly exposed to the toxic gases often suffer from chronic health problems. Two, manure from CAFOs contains more than 150 pathogens that can contaminate water supplies, and nitrates from animal manure can poison drinking water sources and create those epic dead zones in water habitats. Confining so many animals in tight proximity requires routine antibiotic regimens, practices, and this in turn exacerbates a crisis that we already have, that of the antibiotic resistance epidemic. Three, today the meat industry is dangerously concentrated in the hands of three or four companies that exercise enormous market power and so much political clout that they end up controlling their own industry practices in places like the North Dakota legislature, which has robbed us of nearly all of our local control over this kind of decision making. A relentless tide of consolidation has swept across animal agriculture over the past half century, and while the mega animal factories proliferated, small family farms struggled, and many failed to compete on that industry's new terms. The domination by CAFOs has reduced the number of United States livestock farmers by 80%. That would reduce our farming population in Barnes County and harm our own economy.